Welcome to our Empowering Heart-Centered Money Conversations, which is a series for financial wellness. And my name is Laura Plahuta, and this is Kristen Mabey. And so this is our first video where we're really going to be, our intention for this video is to really create a safe space for your financial journey, not just this one video. There's going to be a series of videos where you're going to get to really embark on a journey with us, where we're going to be tapping into more around the right mindset around finances and why you really don't need to feel stuck around financial situations, because we understand from our own personal experience, which we'll be sharing more of as we kind of go along this journey, that sometimes finances can feel really heavy. They can feel stressful. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be somebody or do things in this world, and it can feel kind of heavy. So sometimes we can push them off and maybe not really go as far into it as we potentially could to have the success that we're actually looking to achieve financially. So our goal with this is really to help you to understand the why behind your actions, and also really to fuel your consistency and sustainability of your results with your financial future. And so one of the things with finances is, maybe even right now, like, I would love to just have you tune into your body and just feel into how your body is physically feeling. A lot of the time when we have emotions kind of come up, it can make our body feel tense. I know even for myself coming on here, my body is tense right now. So what I'd love to do is just invite everybody to really take some big, deep breaths into their body. And anytime that you're having any of this tension come up, maybe during some of these conversations that we're having as we go about this series, that you come back to this as a tool where you can really come back to your body and really honor that emotional piece that comes with it, so that you can continue to move through these videos and take the action steps and implement all of these amazing tools that we're going to be talking about, that Kristen has for us, over the course of time, to really set yourself up for the security that you need financially for yourself and your family. So we're going to be diving a lot more into this throughout this series. And Kristen, who is it that this series is going to be for?
Yeah, oh, so excited to do this series. It's going to be specifically for those that are looking to change their financial situation and learn to feel more confident and empowered around creating a financial future. Because a lot of the times, like Laura said, it can feel so heavy. And sometimes it feels like we don't have freedom and control in our finances. And we're here to set the stage where you can have that sense of freedom and control. You know, this video is for people of all ages. We're looking at Ontario, but even if you're not in Ontario, stick around, because there's going to be a lot of transferable things that you can get from this video as well. And we're here to really call out shame, guilt, and regret around financial situations, because we can really hold on to that. And sometimes we avoid our finances because of these feelings that we have. And we're here to kind of work to this together, learn and grow and give you actionable things that you can do to move forward in your finances. So let me share a little bit about myself. So like Laura said, my name is Kristen Mabey. I'm a financial coach, and I got into finance almost by accident. So it's really interesting. A friend of mine had actually referred me for the position that I have, and I was just open. I was open for change. And so the reason that I fell in love with what I do is for my own situation, where I had started saving for retirement at a pretty young age, like during university. And the person I met with, they were saying, how much can you put away? I'm like, oh, let's do $25 a month. Like, I'm not working, I'm a student. And that person never followed up with me again. So for all I know, I would still be doing $25 a month. They never educated me on how to get my money working harder for me and creating a plan that's going to last and create the financial future that I'm looking for. And so when I realized kind of what I needed in finance to feel empowered and move towards the future that I want, I really got kind of involved with it more and was able to transfer that, my passion, to helping other people. Laura, I'd love to hear more about how you got into what you do.
Yeah, for sure. So those of you who don't know me, I'm an emotional clearing practitioner and a Reiki master. and I do life coaching. And so I'm so excited for this series because even on my own kind of financial journey, I went from having a six-figure income, working as a paramedic, and in that had all of this amazing lucrative finances coming in. And just from my family's kind of thing, my dad was always just like, save, save, save. And so I always saved my money. And I thought I knew it all. And it's interesting because now knowing what I know, I'm like, oh my gosh, there was so much more for me to learn about investing and about finances and how to really make this the most. And so I went through a situation, I think about 6 years ago now, where I had a lot of stuff happening in my life. I was in a six-year relationship. It ended. We ended up selling our real estate. We had two houses, sold the real estate. So I was sitting on a big chunk of money. And I remember at that time, and I don't even think I've told you this, Kristen, but my mom at the time was like, oh, you should take a chunk of that and invest it. And I was just like, no, no, like, it's fine. So I went off, I traveled for a couple of years. I like went on this big healing journey. I hired coaches, mentors. I knew that I wanted a big shift in my mindset, big shift in like what I was doing, both career-wise, where I wanted more time freedom, more financial freedom, and just like more confidence in myself to be able to create the life that I wanted, opposed to living a life that like my parents told me would be good for me, or that culture kind of put as this like golden template of what my life should look like.
Right.
And so when I kind of like went through that journey, I ended up getting to this place where I had no money and I was living off of my credit cards and my debt and all of this stuff. And that was when I really started getting more intentional about what I was doing. And like, I was like, you know what, this is stuff that I have to learn if I want to be successful. Like the cost of everything is rising and my income, like I have say in that now that I'm an entrepreneur. However, I want to really be able to set myself up for the financial future that I want. And that was kind of what my journey has been like. So there's been lots of learning around it. And our intention really for being here, having this video series is really to be able to share both the tangible financial stuff that Kristen has to bring, plus all of the mindset and all of the emotional pieces that come with finances, right? Because it is a heavy topic. You know, there's a lot of pressure on specifically people our age, you know, and this is for any age range, but to really be able to set ourselves up financially where we can maybe feel a lot of shame or regret. I know I hold a lot of regret for, say, not taking my mom's advice and investing a big chunk of money when I had it, you know? So there's a lot of things that we can hold in our past that we kind of regret or hang on to. And so we're really coming together to be able to create this video series where we could really tackle both ends of it so that it really creates that safe space for you to go on this journey, to be able to both learn those tangible things to implement, having the support, and also being able to feel emotionally good and empowered and confident in what you're doing. So we're very, very excited for that journey to be on. And it's going to kind of keep evolving. We've been having lots of conversations around this and it started off as one video and here we are. We're just like, let's just create a video series because there's just so much for us to chat about with this.
100%. Beautiful. I think also just, we know that having a safe space will allow you to be able to let go and know that it's okay. And we've gone through financial struggles as well, and you're not alone. And I think knowing that is sometimes what you need to be able to take the steps forward.
For sure. Yeah. It makes a big difference, like being able to do it with other people, like not holding shame for it. I literally last year, I was like, I'm throwing shame out the window. I'm no longer feeling shameful for things. I was like, I'm just going to disregard that. It's a man-made emotion. It's not even a real thing.
Yeah.
It's not needed in any area of our life. It's not useful.
Yeah. It's out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. Can you share with us more around the subconscious thinking
around
money?
Yeah. So we'll just touch on this a little bit right now, but we basically have set points. We have programs in our mind, right? Our mind is just a big computer software, if you want to think of it that way. And we have our conscious mind, our subconscious mind. And a lot of people, like, we think we're so in control of our lives, right? Yeah, really. There's like 95% in this unconscious mind that we can't see, you know, and this is actually what's creating our behaviors. And so a lot of the time, like, we are living our life and sometimes we can get frustrated as to why we aren't achieving our goals. And we're like, oh, there must be something wrong with me, et cetera, et cetera. However, it really is just what we're programmed to be able to receive, we are receiving. So whatever is in our subconscious mind, we are already living that life, right? So in order to be able to upgrade that programming of what we want to be able to achieve, we just have to go in there and start exploring more as to where that programming came from and what we would like to shift in it. And there's a lot of like kind of somatic techniques and stuff that we can get into a little bit more, even in this series, but that's what I do with my clients, is really be able to get into the somatic body so that we can shift all of that unconscious stuff and then become those, the conscious creator of what we're wanting. And finances is definitely one of those areas that we do have a lot of control on. It. Like any one of us can create a lot of money in this. And I'm a big believer of like, the more good people that we can have making more money in this world, the better this world is going to be. And that's definitely a mission that I'm on. So yeah, the mind definitely plays a huge role in our finances. And if we're telling ourselves that we're going to be broke for the rest of our life, we're going to be broke for the rest of our lives, right? Yeah. If we're telling ourselves that we're going to be successful and I'm going to learn these tools and I'm going to implement this stuff and I'm going to go on this journey to create this success, and I don't care how long it's going to take me, but I'm just going to open-ended go on that journey, then that's the journey that we're going to go on. So it really is like making that decision, making that choice, and then being consistent and following through. And if you're planning on following this series, make sure you're subscribe to the channel and make sure that you have your notifications on so that you get the updates when these videos come through, and participate in the comments with your questions. And there's no silly or stupid questions. I'm sure I've asked them many times. I'm a very curious and love questions.
It's all about the questions, right? Because you're never going to get the answer you're looking for if you never ask the question.
100%. Right? Yeah.
And then we're going to be covering a lot of really juicy topics too in this series. So all we're going to be talking around the subconscious, but also those practical things around finance. And we're going to be going into depth in terms of saving and budgeting, investing, reducing credit card debt, right? I like to say breaking up with your credit card. We're going to talk
I've been
about
doing that lately. It's worthwhile and so empowering.
It's so good. I only just started this myself probably about a year and a half ago, and I feel so free.
Yeah.
We're talking about, you know, saving for a house and just the mindset around that. And I think from working with clients in this space for so long, combining these two things together, this is what people need. And it's about taking that first step. So we're here to help you create that first step that you can say, I'm not going to do this later. I'm just going to do it now. And you're going to see that change. So I'm really excited for what we have in store for you.
Me too. It's super exciting. And so that first actionable step for everybody watching this, if you are 100% feeling in your heart and soul that you are on this journey with us, I want you to put comment down below, I'm in.
Yes.
All capitals. I'm in. Comment it below. Let us know you're along for this journey. We will hold you accountable. If you do not show up for that next video, we do not see your name in the comments. You better bet we're going to be coming after you. I'm just kidding. We may not. However, this is a lot of self-accountability as well. So we'll do our best for that. No promises. But
yeah,
really like setting that intention, right? Our intention is everything. So putting it in the comments. Yes, I'm showing up for this. Make sure you've subscribed to the channel. Make sure that you're getting the notifications on and that you're showing up to these and really like setting the time aside for yourself where you have no distractions. Mm-hmm. If you have kids, like do it when the kids are in bed, lock yourself away in the closet, get your partner to look after the kids, call grandma in, whatever you need to do for these videos. And our goal is to really keep them very short, very tangible. So that you can implement what you need to implement and then come back to that next video when you're ready to come back to that next video. And also if any of those topics that Kristen mentioned resonates with you, let us know down below. And if there's any new ones that you're like, I'm curious to learn about this, or I want to know about this, like, what do you think about this? Make sure that you put them in the comments below and we'll make sure to include them into this video series.
Yeah.
Anything else, absolutely. Kristen?
And if you are not an Ontario resident, just mention where you're from and we'll do our best to help guide you in the direction if something is Ontario specific, but we're here to help everyone in terms of finance.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Okay. Well, we will see those of you along on the journey on the next video.
Awesome.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you.
See Bye, you. Everyone.